This hinges on the inherent imbalance in the power dynamic when interacting with an older woman. Even if the woman in question is not in a tangible position of power, bosses, managers, teachers, etc., convention has ingrained within us an understanding that our elders are somehow higher on the totem pole of society, even in cultures less fixated on filial and/or hierarchical dynamics. A mature woman enjoys some degree of status simply by virtue of being older. This takes on additional significance when the woman is in a position of power by means of more subtle social or familial connections, such as neighbors, spouses of work superiors, friends' mothers, aunts, and so on. With this concept established, it is easy to identify some more specific details of this power fantasy, of which I argue to exist in two main flavors. For some, this is simply another way to satisfy and explore fantasies of a dominant-submissive relationship. This can range from more gentle iterations, such as wishing to simply service and satisfy a socially superior figure, to more extreme examples of BDSM and degradation play as a recipient of an older woman's humiliation, domination, and bullying, supplemented by narrative specifics such as a demeaning boss. While such positions of actual power are not solely restricted to mature women, they make sense from the perspective of both narrative and social convention and consistency. For others on the opposite side of the spectrum, the existence of this power dynamic instead provides a figure to be conquered, degraded, or defiled. Sex may simply be the final obstacle in such a fantasy of totally subjugating and dominating a person formerly in aforementioned positions of social or actual power.